Tonight is the first night of Passover. Across the world, Jews will sit down to a Seder plate full of foods that symbolize the journey from slavery to freedom, and that includes bitter herbs. Dina Pritchett reports on how this tradition has changed over time and what it means on this second pandemic Passover.
Grating horseradish is serious business.
I have friends that wear gas masks or, like, at least protective goggles.
Leah Koenig has written 6 Jewish cookbooks.
It kind of goes into your nose and up into your nasal cavities, and you kind of feel like you're getting, like, a cleanse going on, but not a pleasant one.
The Passover Seder is a ritual experience, something people do and eat and ask to try to bring the past to the table.
It's kind of, like, meditative in a way. And that you're trying to sort of, like, get your headspace into somewhere different.
And Koenig says horseradish does the job.
You have this moment where you are feeling physical pain during the Seder. And, you know, whether or not you're specifically connecting that to how your ancestors felt, you are going through that moment.
And our origins are in the Torah as wandering nomadic people, shepherds, really.
Joshua Culp is the head of the conservative yeshiva in Jerusalem.
We can kind of trace Jewish history through what do we eat for that bitter herb.
The Torah doesn't specify which bitter herbs. Culp figures these shepherds probably grabbed some sprigs of oregano or wild thyme. But by the 2nd century, Jews weren't shepherds. They were in Israel under Greek and Roman rule.
And when you look at the authoritative texts of Judaism, the Talmud identifies the bitter herb as lettuce, which is surprising for a lot of people.
The Jews of the Spanish and Portuguese empires kept lettuce as their bitter herb. Their descendants are eating it tonight, across the world. But for those who moved into Central and Eastern Europe, there was no lettuce this time of year.
So the horseradish began in about 14th century Germany. And originally, they only ate the leaves. And you find all sorts of interesting discussions continuing all the way through the 18th, 19th century concerning how much horseradish you have to eat. Can you grate it?
And these German Jews brought horseradish with them when they immigrated to America, where, honestly, a lot of people are already feeling a sting this year.
I don't think I need the bitter herbs this year. I think I'm there already.
Food writer Leah Koenig, like a lot of people, hasn't had time to feel the full grief of what she's lost.
And I think my bitterness is, it's less sharp than horseradish this year. My bitterness is more muted.
She's been locked down with her family in a Brooklyn apartment, trying to work, checking in on her mom, waiting to hear each day if elementary school is on quarantine again. It's how people get through the days, how they've gotten through this year, if they've been lucky.
So maybe when I bite into that horseradish, I will actually be shaken into feeling something.
Rituals change as the people who make them change. From lettuce to horseradish, ancient Israelites to Americans. Lockdown to normal life. And as Jews taste whatever bitter symbols are on their Seder plate tonight, they'll feel something. It could be the full weight of this past year, the sharpness of the grief, or the fresh shoots of freedom, and the spring that's just starting to come around. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett.